Welcome to Everyday Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, nurse practitioner, Cynthia Thurlow. This podcast is designed to educate, empower, and inspire you to achieve your health and wellness goals. My goal and intent is to provide you with the best content and conversations from leaders in the health and wellness industry each week and impact over a million lives. Today, I had the honor of connecting with Caroline Allen. She is the co-founder and CEO of Beam Minerals. She comes from the corporate world and found herself struggling and found plant-based minerals and their incredible ability to support a return to natural balance in the body. She is now devoted to educating people about the benefits of mineral replenishment and the specific efficacy of plant-based humic and fulvic substances. Today, we spoke at length about why our modern day lifestyles experience such significant mineral depletions, what is hidden hunger, the role of our mitochondria, her personal journey, the interrelationship between mineral storage and adrenal health, the extensive background about plant-based minerals, the etiology of cramps and hydration, signs and symptoms of mineral depletion, as well as how to take these products in the most efficacious way possible. I know you will find this conversation helpful, informative, educational, and fascinating. I'd love to really start the conversation, Caroline, talking about why in our modern day times are individuals experiencing so much mineral depletion. I know that this has been touched on in other podcasts that we've done, but I think you do a particularly beautiful way of explaining this and why we should be invested and interested in replacing the minerals that are lost due to chronic stress and soil depletion and all sorts of other reasons.
Yes, that sounds great. We can go whatever direction feels right for you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I would love to start the conversation there because I think this is something that's of particular interest to listeners and something that I think with reinforcement allows them to understand why we have to take some extra steps to ensure that our body is getting the micronutrient profile that it needs.
Well, let's talk about mineral depletion. You know, I call mineral depletion and deficiency the vanguard of health. It is truly one of the foundational health issues of our age. And why is that? Well, it's because we are all experiencing mineral deficiency. There's actually a term for it that's been coined by the World Health Organization. They call it the hidden hunger. And isn't that what a lot of us are feeling? That sense that there's just something missing. You know, we open up the fridge at night, we're looking in there going, there's got to be something. You know, we're craving salty and sweet things because that's what a hungry cell craves. So the reasons that we're all experiencing deficiency is that there are four kind of primary reasons. The first being that our food supply is lacking in minerals. And, you know, I'm sorry to say that you cannot get enough minerals from the foods you eat. And I know there are many people who are very committed to, you know, getting their nutrients and nutrition from the foods they eat, and not supplementing. But I'm sorry to say it's not possible with minerals now. And why is that? It's because when a plant grows in the soil, the way that it creates all of its structure is by sucking the minerals out of the soil. Even a huge cedar tree or a redwood, all of the structure in that plant is made from minerals. If you actually look around your room, the chair you're sitting on, everything is made of minerals. Even in your body, the structure is all made of minerals. If you took the water out of your body, you'd be a little pile of minerals. That's how foundational and fundamental minerals are. Now, the challenge is that when you know, in nature, if a plant grows in the soil, then later it dies and it decomposes and all that mineral content goes back into the soil. But we, in our infinite wisdom of cultivation, we take those plants away from the soil and we eat them. And then the soil over 150, 200 years becomes depleted of minerals. So they say that to get the same nutrition from an apple that your grandfather ate, you'd have to eat six or seven apples today. That's how depleted. So And in fact, modern scientists believe that humans today have probably, who aren't supplementing and eating really well, have between 30 and 37% of the minerals in their body that they need. So it's very low. So one of the other issues is that we're all drinking bottled and filtered water, as we should be drinking, because our tap water has all sorts of pollutants and different things in it that we don't want to take in. The problem is that most bottled and filtered water has no minerals in it. Now, there are some you can purchase that have minerals, or some people have filtration systems that add minerals back. Even that can be challenging, because the question is, are you adding them back in a way that's actually bioavailable to the body? But this challenge with the bottled and filtered water is now hitting young people. Younger and younger children are exhibiting symptoms of mineral deficiency, like coming off the sports field, cramping legs, aching muscles, heat stroke, just passing out because they are so electrolyte imbalanced. And the problem is that flavored drinks, Gatorade, these kinds of things, they don't work. They don't replenish in the amounts that your body needs. So the third big reason is that we are all experiencing some exposure to something called glyphosate. And glyphosate is a weed killer that is sprayed on many grains that we eat. And the grains are genetically modified to live while the weeds die. The problem is that you eat those grains and you ingest that glyphosate. And glyphosate mimics one of the most prevalent amino acids called glycine, and it just absorbs directly into your body. It has many different effects, but one of them is that it chelates out some important minerals, iron, molybdenum, and copper. These are really important minerals. Even copper and molybdenum, most people are like, what? Molybdenum, copper, what are those? They know what copper is, but they didn't know they needed it in their body. But these are like fundamental minerals for many biosynthesis processes and energy generation in the body. And then, you know, one of the challenges is that we also have a kind of this repeating self-fulfilling prophecy, which is mineral deficiency creates physical stress in the body because your body literally cannot generate enough energy to fuel all of the biosynthesis and, you know, I mean, me moving my hands, talking, looking at you, all of this requires an incredible amount of energy. And if your body can't produce it, well, it picks and chooses what it's going to do and what it's not going to do. And it creates overall stress. You know, people don't think of anxiety or depression as a sign of mineral deficiency, but actually they are.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me. I always say it's like peeling an onion or peeling an orange. You keep peeling back a layer and you start to understand this complex interrelationship, not just with the earth and nature, but also our health and how disconnected so many of us have gotten. I think the most recent statistic I saw was that 70% of us eat a diet predominantly of ultra processed foods. So we're really not eating much nutrient dense whole foods. Then you add in changes to soil, exposure to glyphosate, which, you know, it's interesting. If you look at the research on glyphosate, it has such a pervasive influence on our health down to the gut microbiome and so many other things. Is it any wonder that we're dealing with so many chronic health issues? And at the very beginning, you talked about this concept of hidden hunger, which is something for many of my colleagues when they come on and they're talking about binge eating or individuals that feel like they're snacking the evening. And it's really your body's kind of intuitive way of attempting to get the mineral or the macronutrient into our bodies that we're missing in our diets. And so I oftentimes will say, if I start craving salt, for me personally, that's always my sign that I need to be more conscientious about micronutrient density. So when we're looking at this at a whole, what we're really speaking to is supporting the mitochondria at a cellular level, how important it is to be supporting our mitochondria. And perhaps we can explore how our mitochondria, which are the powerhouses of our cells, how they generate energy and what cofactors are actually necessary to be able to run our bodies. You mentioned just sitting here having this discussion, it's so important, even at a cellular level, that our bodies have the energy that we can utilize to be able to exist in our current day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. When I did so much research and I kind of went down the rabbit hole and I just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And then I was inside the cell and I was looking at the mitochondria and how it works. And I want to give people a sense of scale, because when you understand the scale of this, you begin to understand how important this is and how fundamental it is. So in a single cell, if you look at your hand, in the back of your hand, in a skin cell on the back of your hand, inside a single cell, you might have between up to 100 mitochondria. Okay, so a lot. But in your heart, in a single cell, you could have 5,000 to 8,000 mitochondria. In your eye, in a single cell, 40,000. And in your brain, in a single cell, up to 1,000,000 mitochondria. Now, and each mitochondria is generating these energy units called ATPs. Now, and also in your body, you have between 37 and 150 trillion cells. So if you imagine all those cells and then you exponentialize that by, you know, imagine how many mitochondria there are, it's like the number of stars in the universe practically. I mean, it is such a huge number, you can't actually perceive it. And so every moment, there's this incredible amount of energy being generated. And in the mitochondria has a life cycle called the citric cycle or the citric acid cycle or the Krebs cycle. And in each stage of that process, there are two things that come together to fuel that process. One is amino acids, of which your body makes a lot, doesn't make all of them, but it makes a lot of amino acids, but it makes no minerals, and that's the other cofactor. So at each step of this process, in every single mitochondria in your body, these minerals and amino acids have to come together. And when they're not available, what happens is that cell moves into what's called an anaerobic function. It can only generate 1/12 of the amount of energy that it can when it has all those minerals and amino acids available. So what they say, if you're in a room and you have a light, just take the light and turn down the dimmer to about 40%. We're being really generous. And say, and that's how most people's bodies are operating. Only with 40% of the energy that it needs to fulfill all of the biosynthesis processes, healing, clearing, all of the processes that are required for normal function, not even optimal function.
My new favorite protein powder is by Equip Foods. It is the safest, cleanest, doctor-formulated protein powder for building muscle and shedding fat that won't leave you gassy and bloated like so many other brands do. It's 100% grass-fed and finished beef protein powder that's good for your gut and tastes delicious. We know that 1 in 3 adults don't consume enough protein, and it's certainly a topic we discuss on the podcast with regularity. And if you want to help build muscle and lose fat and keep your immune system strong and have all-day energy, you want to be ensuring that you're consuming adequate protein throughout the day. And actually, if you are north of 40 years old, as I talk about on the podcast quite a bit, we need more protein with age and not less. Each scoop of Prime Protein's doctor formulated beef isolate protein powder has 21 grams of protein. And with only a small handful of ingredients, you're getting only what you need, 100% carefully sourced real foods and nothing else. No junk, no additives, no allergens, no chemicals or fillers. And let's be clear, it tastes really good. My personal favorite is chocolate as well as peanut butter, but in my house, vanilla and strawberry are also super popular. Their products are 100% grass-fed. They prioritize working with regenerative farms who let their cows graze outside and source the highest quality grass-fed beef protein that can be found. They work with small farms in Sweden who are dedicated to humanely raising their cattle, and it's independently tested. Additionally, beef protein is packed with things like collagen, gelatin, and micronutrients that your body needs. They work to help repair joints and soft tissues like plant-based proteins won't. With 6 different flavors, including the ones that I mentioned are my family favorites, there are endless recipes, possibilities. They also have an unflavored variety. It's smooth. It blends easily. You don't have to use a blender. It has no funky aftertaste. It tastes amazing with just water, can be mixed into hot or cold recipes, and has over 2,000 five-star reviews reviews and counting, and it comes with a 100% happiness guarantee. If you don't love it after 30 days, they will give you a full refund. So the easiest way to check this product out is to go to equipfoods.com/Cynthia20. That's equipfoods, E-Q-I-P, foods.com/Cynthia20 for 20% off your first order. Remember, my favorite flavors are chocolate and peanut butter, but in my house, vanilla and strawberry are close seconds. At some point, we've all been sold a big fat lie. It's called the protein misconception. So starting in the 1980s, we all believed that more protein equated to more muscle growth. And I'm here to tell you, it's a big misconception. This has a great deal to do that our body can only absorb protein that's broken down into smaller building blocks called amino acids. It doesn't matter if you're consuming 30 grams of protein or 300 grams of protein. If you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will ultimately be unable to use these as vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial you take a high quality digestive enzyme. The one I trust and use myself is called MassZymes by Bioptimizers. MassZymes is a full spectrum enzyme formula with more protease than any other commercially available product with five different forms of protease. Plus, it contains all the other key enzymes you need for optimal digestion. If you're experiencing bloating, gas, or digestive distress, a contributing factor can be that your body is no longer producing as much digestive enzymes. And you can try MassZymes today, risk-free. They have a 365-day full money-back guarantee and is the gold standard in the industry. Go to bioptimizers.com/Cynthia. That's bioptimizers.com/Cynthia and use promo code Cynthia10 for 10% off of any order. Again, that's promo code Cynthia10 for 10% off any order. Well, and it's interesting to me that north of 40, most individuals have some degree of significant mitochondrial dysfunction. It's actually what is the basis for a lot of the chronic disease states that we see. And for me, I think so many individuals, and I say this as a clinician and also as a human being, I cannot believe how many patients over the years, clients over the years have said to me, oh, I'm X age. This is just the way things are. And it doesn't have to be. That's, of course, the message. But that mitochondrial dysfunction down at the cellular level is what can exacerbate, you know, fatigue, insulin resistance. I mean, there's so many things that can be at the basis for chronic disease, but understanding that it really does start with the cells and why that's so important to understand this very basic information about mitochondria.
Yeah. And I always say, you know, minerals don't heal anything. They're not medicine, but they are fundamental. So if you provide the mineral content, especially as we age and our mitochondrial function declines, and of course, there are many things you can do to support mitochondrial function, but it is also something on some level is going to happen. So then what an incredible boon to your system to provide an excess of mineral and amino acids as well to your cells so that they can actually, with their lowered level of mitochondrial function, still have what they need to keep you living at a very high level. I mean, that's been my personal experience of taking plant-based minerals is they radically changed my health from being, you know, I had flatlined adrenals. I had really bad inflammation in my gut, even after being gluten-free for like 7 years. I had really bad inflammation in my mouth with bone loss in my teeth and receding gums, deep pockets. I had recurring sinus infections every, 6 to 8 weeks. And just, I was really in terrible health and struggling and also anxious, and, you know, because I was struggling to, you know, keep my life going and given how I was feeling. And I just started taking these plant-based minerals, and over the space of 8 or 9 months, all of those things I just described either resolved completely or substantially changed for the better. So that's where I was like, well, how could that little cup of liquid that I take every day make such a difference? And that's when I learned all this about minerals. And I was like, people need to know this.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that your pain to purpose story has been able to go on to help so many individuals. But how did you first get exposed to plant-based minerals? Like, what was the, did you go to a lecture? Did you get introduced to someone? How did that process come about?
Yeah, I was introduced to my now business partner, Dan Howard, who had a small company selling essential oils and these minerals. And I met him and we were talking and he said, you know, maybe you should try these. And so I did, and they were very easy to take. And I hate taking supplements in general, but I just kept taking them. And then, you know, I went to my dentist, and after a couple months, and she looked at my mouth, she was like, oh my gosh, what's changed? And I was like, I don't know. I think it might be the minerals, you know. And then I went on a few months later to my naturopath. She had done my adrenal test, and they were one third of the way up the chart, you know. So it was just one of those serendipitous moments. And then I did all this research and went back to him and said, we need to start a company. We have to get this word out. We have to get these products out to people because they're going to help so many people.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And perhaps we can touch on how minerals impact adrenal health. So most, if not all of my listeners are women in perimenopause and menopause. And we know that we become less stress resilient as we get older, as we have these hormonal changes that are ongoing in our bodies. And so in particular, because I'm one of these women, I think this, you know, the focus on adrenal health is something that is critically important at this stage of life. But let's touch on how minerals impact adrenal health and why that's so important.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the adrenals are one of the first things that is affected because the adrenal gland stores minerals. It has a very high requirement for minerals. Okay. And the other thing I always like to talk about when I talk about adrenal health, and something you well know, is, you know, the adrenals, the reproductive hormones, the thyroid, they all work in this three-legged stool. And all three of them have a high level of requirement for different minerals. So one of the best things you can do to support the whole thing is to provide these full spectrum minerals. Now, one of the challenges is that particularly when you're adrenal, when you're struggling with cortisol production, you feel so tired and you just struggle to get off the couch, right? And so it's hard. So people then are looking, you know, they want the coffee or they want the thing that's going to be the stimulant that's going to let them, believe me, I've had this experience, you know, just wanting something that's going to help me, you know, deal with my life when I was so adrenal, I mean, flatlined almost 2 years. Okay. So I understand that. And the problem is that all of those things further deplete the system because they're not actually providing those fundamental tools, those mineral cofactors that are required to support the mitochondrial health. They are just getting you to push out more cortisol or more whatever it is to get your body going. And there's a lot of fear in there too, which stresses the system further. So, and then there's, of course, the sleep, you know, the sleep interruption, which happens, you know. And I do want to mention that, you know, one of the big effects of glyphosate exposure is that it affects melatonin production. So that is one of the reasons that we're having such a huge increase in sleep issues. So all these things, it's so complex, and you can't just look at thyroid or just look at hormones or just look at adrenals or just look at sleep. And that's the challenge, is that we're kind of taught to look at our body like, you know, I've got organs and I have bones and tissues and I have systems. And when something's wrong with them, I go to somebody, well, let's fix my adrenals or let's fix my thyroid. But what I learned from doing this research is you have to look at the body as a whole. It's completely integrated. And if you're going to use magnesium for sleep as an example, you might be taking mega doses of magnesium for sleep and it works. Or for elimination, let's say you struggle with constipation and it works for elimination. The problem is what you're doing when you're using that mega dose magnesium is you're constantly throwing your body into imbalance. Because minerals work in the body in minute trace amounts in balanced triumvirates and pairs. And so if you throw a lot of magnesium into your body on a daily basis, your body has to balance that with potassium and calcium. So this is part of the message that I'm wanting to bring to people is if you're going to think about replacing and replenishing minerals in your body, you have to begin to think holistically. It's really a paradigm shift.
Yeah, and it's interesting. As someone that was trained in traditional allopathic medicine and then pivoted and now has more of an integrative functional medicine perspective. I always say we do a really great job. If you have an emergency or an urgency, Western medicine is absolutely the best of the best. But in terms of prevention and chronic disease management, this is where we get very myopic. You know, I remember when I worked in cardiology, if you came into my office and we were talking about high blood pressure or we're talking about your heart disease, I wasn't thinking about your thyroid unless it was obscenely off. I wasn't considering all these other lifestyle measures. And so I 100% agree with you that we have to think in terms of root cause. We need to be thinking broadly, and we do need to be thinking about mind, body, and spirit. And so with great interest, in prep for this discussion, I loved learning about where these plant-based minerals come from. I find this really interesting. Let's talk about humic and fulvic minerals. Let's talk about where they come from, and let's talk about how they can help support the body in a very unique way.
Yeah. Well, first of all, so imagine an entire rainforest back when the dinosaurs lived 65 million years ago, and a meteor hit the Yucatan, and that meteor killed 75% of all life on Earth. And all those rainforests decomposed. And there, all the rainforests around the earth decomposed. So in the Himalayas, they decomposed and they became a material called shilajit or shilajit that some people use. In the British Isles, there's something called peat in the peat bogs. There's other materials called leonardite. In the case of our products, we use a material, it's called humate, and it is a black crystalline substance. It comes from the southwest United States. It's one of the richest deposits of humic and fulvic in the world. It's about 10 to 12 feet below the earth. The great thing about that is it's not had any contact with modern pollutants. So we take it from the earth, we bag it. And, you know, there's also concerns about sustainability. Are we going to use that up? And there are literally millions and millions of tons of this material. And just as an example, our company that sells, you know, internationally, and, you know, we have a pretty big company. It's not huge, but it's pretty big. We only used in a year 2 tons. So you can get a feeling for, you know, it really is a sustainable resource. And there are other deposits around the earth. This is just the one that we use. So for those people who are interested in sustainability, I always like to mention that. So we take this material called humate and we extract, and we use water, an alkaline non-chemical process. And there are people have heard of humic acid, fulvic acid. This is just those molecules that have been extracted using hydrochloric acid. It's not a bad thing. The only problem is that it renders a molecule that's larger, so it requires digestion, and then it also tastes terrible. So humic acid, fulvic acid usually have a pretty bad taste. So what we create are what we call humic and fulvic molecules because they are not acidic. They're very alkaline. So these two molecules not only provide the full spectrum of minerals that your body needs, all of them, but what's really cool is they're formulated already by nature in the same ratios of minerals that your body utilizes. So there's a lot of magnesium and potassium and calcium, you know, the macro minerals. But there are equally, you know, particular ratios of the smaller minerals that, you know, we need so many minerals. And this is one of the things I like to remind people, you know, selenium, chromium, molybdenum, boron, zinc, magnesium, calcium, you know, the macros. I mean, there's like 15 or 17 minerals that we know of that I could, you know, we can just, you will have heard of. There's lots of them that you probably wouldn't even think of taking, like phosphorus. It's incredibly important for cramping. People think cramping is all magnesium. No, it could be a phosphorus deficiency. So what an amazing thing to have these molecules that are completely situated in the proper ratios of minerals that your body needs. But what's even more cool is they have other capacities that I call a technology. I call them Mother Nature's mineral replenishment technology. And once I describe how they work, so not only providing all the minerals, but the delivery system for the minerals into the cells, as well as the ability for your body to detoxify from toxic substances, both intercellularly and out of your whole system. Isn't that amazing?
It really is. And it's interesting because as someone who worked in cardiology, we focused on major electrolytes, fluoride, sodium, potassium, magnesium. I always say I was far more savvy with magnesium than most of my other colleagues in different areas, but it's the trace minerals that I think we forget about so often. And we initially started the conversation talking about hidden hunger. Sometimes it can be these micronutrient deficiencies that drive these odd cravings that we have. I had some patients that would alternate between sweet and salty, and that was just part of their evening ritual. And they would say, I don't want to be eating junk food in the evening after having a good dinner, but my body is compelling me to continue to seek out these foods. In many ways, in an effort to replace the micronutrients that they're not getting in their diets. So, how do we differentiate between fulvic molecules and humic molecules? Because they have different but complementary characteristics.
Yeah, so the humic and fulvic truly are synergistic, and everywhere in nature where one exists, the other exists. These are the result of decomposing freshwater plants. And I'm letting people know that because if you think about the salt, either salt-based electrolytes or minerals that come from the sea, whether it's, Kintai water or it's chlorella, spirulina, these are great sources of minerals. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying they don't have these additional capacities that I'm about to describe. So let's talk about the fulvic molecule first. The fulvic molecule is a very, very small molecule. It's much, much smaller than a cell. And the interesting thing is your body recognizes the fulvic molecule as a beneficial substance. The molecule itself is an extremely strong electrolyte, and it has the capacity to carry 60 times its weight of minerals and nutritional elements through the cell wall. And when an opening opens in the cell wall, your body recognizes the fulvic molecule as a beneficial substance, and it gets a free pass through. Most substances require a certain receptor to get there through because the cell wall is a barrier to keep toxic substances out. But it recognizes, and the fulvic gets a free pass through. And then the fulvic molecule does something that no other molecule on Earth can do. It changes its polarity. When it does that, those nutritional elements fall off inside the cell, where they're now available to all those mitochondria in their Krebs cycle as cofactors with amino acids for energy generation. So this right, and just that alone is phenomenal, truly a delivery system. And what I like people to think about is, think about back when, single-celled organisms and multi-celled organisms were just forming, and the design was such that minerals had to get into those cells. There had to be a method for those units to get into the cells without other toxicants to get in. And that was fulvic, literally designed by nature as a delivery system for nutrients and minerals into the cell where the mitochondria could have them available.
No, I was going to say it's really fascinating, from my perspective, learning about this because this has been my first kind of exposure to fulvic and humic molecules. But yet, since I've been using, in particular, fulvic as someone who has dysautonomia, and I've started talking about this more on the podcast, seeing improvement in my heart rate variability, seeing improvement in my sleep, which I kind of, in many ways, even though I live a very healthy lifestyle, I kind of accepted these might just be where I'm going to be at this stage of life. And so it's been nice to see with something that is such a clean substance and something that's pretty benign. And like you mentioned you deal with supplement fatigue. I do too. And I like to keep things simple. So I've been very humbled, but grateful for the opportunity to learn more about this. Now, contrasting fulvic is this humic molecule, which works a little bit differently. And as you said, synergistically to fulvic molecules. And this I find really interesting because for those of us that get concerned about these chronic exposures to glyphosate, this has a unique property.
Yeah, I realized that I didn't quite finish the fulvic. So because we need to talk about its also intercellular detox capacity. So it dropped all these great nutritional elements inside the cell, but now it's opposite polarity. And what now clings to it is bio-waste, toxins, free radicals, heavy metals, and things like glyphosate. And now it carries those out of the cell. So this is the amazing thing about this molecule is it's an intercellular transporter. And when it carries those nutrients in, all those other supplements, all that other food that you're taking becomes also more bioavailable. And then it has this ability to carry these toxic substances out. Now, what I want to remind people is your cells are your tissues. And that's where most of the toxic elements that you're ingesting or breathing in or whatever are going. They're being stored because your body, if it can't get rid of them, it stores them in your tissue, mostly fat tissues. Okay. So this is an incredible opportunity for your body to get these things out of your tissue. So that fulvic molecule now comes out of the cell and then it changes its polarity again and it drops those things off in your bloodstream. Now the humic molecule comes into play and these two have this amazing synergistic relationship to support cellular life on Earth. The humic molecule, the way I like to describe it, is like a Velcro ball, because you can imagine that. It's very, very sticky on the outside. It has a huge amount of surface area and all these receptor sites. It just travels through the bloodstream. I like to call it Mother Nature's janitor. It literally just works in your bloodstream, gathering up free radicals. It's thousands of times more effective than any superfood mix that you could have in your body. Chelates with heavy metals, it's so effective at chelating heavy metals that they use it in Superfund sites. They've used it in Chernobyl, used it in many, many toxic areas to clear those areas of heavy metal toxicity. It also does something called adsorbing with glyphosate. So gathers the molecule and then it builds a biofilm around the glyphosate molecule and begins breaking it down. The beautiful thing about that, as soon as it breaks it down, even though the molecule's in your system, it no longer can have its negative effects, which are many. And when it leaves your body, it's already also broken down. So even when it enters the water table or our sewage systems, it's no longer in the system in its effective way, its negative way.
It's so interesting. And I would imagine if people are dealing with some degree of detoxification support, do we ever get concerned about these Herxheimer reactions that can sometimes occur? Like, I know if I'm working through an antimicrobial protocol with some of my patients, sometimes they can actually get these reactions, which can be quite significant.
Yes. So, and we have a great article that we can provide if you want in your notes of your podcast about humic and Herxheimer. I actually, if people can see me, I'm drinking my glass and I never used to get any Herxheimer responses. But ever since I had COVID, if I drink my humic, our microboost product, as a shot, after about 3 days, I'll start to get a rash or a pimple, some pimples on my face, because that's my body basically just saying, yay, I can get rid of this stuff and I'm going to do it all now. And it's doing it too quickly. So it's not a bad thing, but it can be uncomfortable because there's lots of different potential symptoms someone can have. There's a very, very simple answer, and it's simply you drink it in a big glass of water over a period of time. And if you're first starting it, you would start with a small amount. At the end of the article that we can provide, there's something I call the slow introduction method. You just start with like a quarter teaspoon. And we've had people who are extremely sensitive with autoimmune, mold exposure, long COVID. These are kind of the four big ones. And just as a reference point, before COVID, we maybe had in the entire time, we'd been in business for probably 5 years before COVID, and we had maybe four or five people ever contact us saying, I'm having some sort of potential Herxheimer response. They didn't know the name, but they're having some sort of experience. Ever since COVID, we get 2 a week. So it is greatly increased as a result of whatever happened during COVID. Yes. Yes. You should be aware of that.
Yeah, no, it makes a great deal of sense, but it's easy to know that additional hydration is going to help lessen the likelihood that you will experience that. Can we do this alongside, you know, does doing or using these molecules with infrared sauna or red light therapies, can you do that concurrently without any concerns?
In fact, all of the red light people that we talk to recommend I mean, Sunlight and some other ones, they love our products. So what we recommend is before the sauna, you actually have some of the humic, because your body is going to go into detox when you're doing that red light sauna. And after, you would take some of the fulvic. So the fulvic is really what I call the replenisher, because it's that intercellular delivery system for minerals and nutrients into your cell. And the humic is going to help support your body in removing those things that are being detoxified during this infrared process.
That's so interesting. And then the other question I had was, are there any medications or supplements that we need to take away from these products? I mean, I think this is my clinician brain that's kicking in, just so that I can make sure we're sharing the most helpful information with listeners.
Yeah. You know, well, the way I like to frame this, because it helps people really, I like to teach people to fish. And so what I want you to understand is that these humic and fulvic substances are the most natural thing that you can take, and particularly with our products, because we add nothing else. They are just humic and fulvic and water. There's no other additional lab formulated ingredients. There's no flavors. There is nothing. And if you think about these humic and fulvic substances in nature, they had to be able to be utilized at any time in any sequence. And so you can take them anytime. You can take them on an empty stomach. They won't bother your stomach. They won't break a fast. You can put them in something hot. You can put them, you can refrigerate them or not, however you like. They are the easiest supplement you will ever take. And because they're liquid, they're very easy, you know, with the microboost to titrate, you know, to start small and build up over time. You know, that's one of the things, you know, I personally love about it, because again, I hate supplementation and having to remember when to take this and how to take it, with food, without food, at a certain time of day, and, you know, all of those things. That's what I call it's the car model. You know, the car model is, you know, okay, I need gas, put in gas, you know, I need oil, put in oil, and whatever. But your body doesn't work like that. It wants to be infused with this full spectrum of minerals, naturally formulated in the ratios that you need. So if you take more, you're actually just providing more, but in the proper ratios. You're not creating imbalance. You're not giving your body a lot of work to get rid of excess. It's just so beautiful.
Do you find yourself struggling to get a good night's sleep? If so, you may be dealing with a hidden mineral deficiency. It is not at all uncommon in perimenopause and menopause to deal with sleep challenges. And we know that one of many contributory reasons for poor sleep can be a reduction in specific minerals that help regulate sleep quality, including magnesium, which is involved in GABA, which is our body's main calming neurotransmitter. We also know that we need potassium to create melatonin. And this is a hormone that is a master antioxidant, but is also utilized to help induce sleep. We also think about things like zinc, which can balance excitatory neurotransmitters like glutamate. And if it's overactive, meaning if your glutamate levels are too high, it can prevent your brain from becoming more relaxed and inducing sleep. And lastly, selenium increases both our deep sleep and sleep duration. All these minerals matter a lot for sleep, and any imbalances or deficits can have a major impact on the quality of sleep you get each night. And that's why I love Beam Minerals. They offer a full spectrum mineral supplement that gives you every essential mineral your body needs in the right doses, all in a highly absorbable liquid form. All you do is take a shot of Beam Minerals about an hour before bed. Don't worry, it tastes like water, and you'll replenish all of your body's minerals in about 30 seconds and give your brain what it needs for deep restorative sleep. I've been using this product over the last several months. I've really been impressed with the improvement in my sleep metrics, which I like to share on social media with my followers. And if you want a simple way to improve your sleep, head over to www.beamminerals.com and use code Cynthia for 20% off your first order. That's www.beamminerals.com and use code Cynthia for 20% off your first order. Have you guys heard about a bioactive whole food on the market with 5,000 published research studies backing it? When my oldest son needed to go on antibiotics a few months ago, I discovered Armour colostrum. And the benefits for him and his recovery from being on antibiotics have been instrumental in me now recommending this to my dairy non-sensitive patients and clients. Armour's colostrum strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies gut health, promotes hair growth and skin radiance, and powers fitness, performance, and recovery. My son has mentioned to me over and over again how great his gut feels, how he has improved his digestion and gut function as well. Colostrum is a rich, exclusive source of immunoglobulins or antibodies that optimize our immune defense even during cold and flu season. And we know that mucosal barriers house over 80% of our body's immune cells, including the antibodies IgG and SIgA. And these immunoglobulins bind and intercept harmful particles like viruses, bacteria, and toxins, blocking them from crossing into the barriers into our bloodstream. And Armour's colostrum contains the highest levels of SIgA and IgG to ensure your most fortified first line of protection. It's sustainably sourced, and it's important to know that you want to mix colostrum only with cold liquids or foods, or dry scoop it into your mouth. This is also great for the oral microbiome. And we've worked out a special offer for my everyday wellness community where you can receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/Cynthia15 or enter Cynthia15 to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/Cynthia15. You definitely want to check it out.
No, and I like simplicity. That certainly helps. So let's talk about cramping. I have two athletic sons. My husband still does a wide array of sports. Talk to us about how these are different than the traditional electrolyte therapies. And per se, I'm not per se talking about Gatorade, because we all know between the high fructose corn syrup or the artificial sugars, that's not exactly the healthiest thing to take. But how do these molecules differentiate, or that differentiated from traditional, I would say, you know, macro electrolytes, the sodium, the potassium, magnesium?
Yeah. So this is an interesting conversation. And I have worked with several trainers of athletes, bikers, runners. I've worked with athletes themselves who've come to me with terrible, terrible cramping nearly every night, with major depletion symptoms of, you know, just never feeling replenished, major dehydration issues. Okay. And 2-in-1, they're all using electrolytes, salt-based electrolytes. And I say to them, give me 1 month and stop taking your salt-based electrolytes altogether and just use our products instead. Now, with performance athletes, we have a performance pack, and it includes, you know, 1 bottle of our MicroBoost, but 2 bottles of the electrolyze, because you're going to use the electrolyze as your electrolyte replenisher, the same way you'd use any other electrolyte replenisher. But the beauty of the electrolyte replenisher is when you drink it, first of all, it requires no digestion at all. So all those salt-based flavored electrolytes that you use, and even the do-it-yourself salt-based things, you know, people are putting salt in their water and stuff. And I say, you don't need more salt. Unless you're eating a low salt diet, your body does not need more salt. When you're using salt-based electrolytes on a daily basis, if you're having, you know, critical, acute electrolyte balance, it's a great way to bring your body back very quickly. If you didn't have electrolytes there, our Fulvic product, if you did, you could shoot that and within literally 2 minutes, you would feel better. Okay. But with the salt-based electrolytes that people are using on a regular basis, what happens, it irritates the lining of your bladder and kidney over time. And then you start urinating more. And now you're irrigating rather than hydrating. So you're putting a lot of mineral content in your body. You're irritating the bladder and kidney. Your body's working on eliminating all the excess, because these are megadosed amounts, much more than your body needs at any given moment. And you continue to experience depletion. And so we've done testing with people using something called the OligoScan, and they'll show deep depletions in potassium or magnesium or whatever in the electrolytes they're taking. So even though those electrolytes, there's some portion of them that's getting digested and then absorbed into their bloodstream, clearly it's not actually getting into their tissues, because they don't have enough of that delivery system, and potentially they don't have very good cell wall permeability. So You know, you have to have channels. If you're in a room right now and you have one door and one window, then a certain amount of things can go in and out. But if you had four doors and four windows, now you can more effectively get things in and out. And that's the same with your cells. One of the beautiful things about the humic molecule is it hangs out in your bloodstream and it interacts with the proteins in the cell walls. And it causes the cells to open more channels. It increases cell wall permeability. How cool is that? Now you see how these two molecules work together in a technological way to support cell wall permeability in the cell and then the delivery system for nutrients into the cell, toxins out of the cell, and then the humic molecule gathering those toxins and carrying them out. It's truly like a technology.
It is really interesting. And I think something that's important I want to emphasize is you were talking about this digestion role. So whether it's a powder, whether it has flavoring, it has to be first digested by the body. So this is an important distinction. I think for so many of us, and I probably have been guilty of this myself, we assume if we're taking the electrolytes, our body knows what to do with them. But there's a multi-step process, whereas there's greater bioavailability of these molecules that you're talking about, which means that our body can use it more readily. You're talking about the increased permeability of the cell, which means we'll get the content into the cell as opposed to, as you mentioned, one door, one window. There's multiple doors and windows, so it makes it easier for the cell to draw it up within intracellularly and use it.
Yes. You know, we all have what I call the supplement graveyard at home. You know, it's the cupboard filled with pills and powders and different drinks that tasted horrible because they were trying to cover a bad taste of the actual ingredients, things like that. And why is that? Because most of those things never digested, because most mineral supplements, they're made from rocks, shells, and bones. And your digestive tract doesn't break those down. Even when they're powdered, these things have to be broken down all the way down to their chemical components ready to be ready for absorption. Then they have to hit a receptor site, a specific receptor site for that particular element to be absorbed into your bloodstream. Now they're in your bloodstream, which is cool, but they're not doing their job yet as they have to get inside the cell.
So interesting. So if someone is listening to this podcast and they're wondering if their body needs more of these micronutrients, what would be some of the more common symptoms that are reported to you all that have been alleviated with the use of these products? I'm sure I can probably guess, but I'd love to hear it directly from you.
Well, so some of the ones that people know about are cramping. Most people go, oh, I need magnesium. I do want to clarify that it could be the ratio of magnesium and potassium. It could be phosphorus depletion, could be a lot of different things. So magnesium isn't always the solution for cramping, and in fact, can cause cramping, which is the experience we've had with many athletes. Okay. So hair loss. Of course, you know, people know that their nails will start chipping when they're not, you know, getting enough minerals. But there's other things that you wouldn't think of, like sleep. So if you think about your nervous system, which is driven electrically, and all of the electrical signals in your body are powered by minerals. So when you're low in minerals, your nervous system is actually amped up and it creates anxiety. It can create panic. It can create depression. Definitely affects sleep, both ability to fall asleep and waking up many times. Hydration, feeling hydrated. People don't think of hydration as a mineral depletion issue, but actually the feeling that you're dehydrated is a mineral deficiency symptom. So many things. You know, there's Linus Pauling actually said, if you follow every disease down to its root cause, you will find a mineral imbalance or deficiency.
So the
biggest thing you can do is provide full spectrum minerals. Again, it's not going to heal, but it's going to provide the tools and the fuel for your body to do what it naturally knows how to do. Not in every case, which is why we have heroic medicine for specific situations, but in many, 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 many cases, the body knows what to do if it has what it needs to do it.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, from my perspective, there are so many women in perimenopause and menopause that struggle with sleep, and probably not not making that connection that at the basis could be this lack of micronutrients and such an easy way to support your body that doesn't involve, you know, I think when I talk to women at this stage of life, they probably have tried everything and anything and, you know, end up being incredibly disappointed if the one thing they assume is going to fix it all doesn't ultimately do that. Let's touch on bioavailability of transdermal application of these products ingesting them, because I'm always a fan of transdermal or skin absorbed options, because I know from my years in cardiology, that was often the way that I could, you know, properly replete things that were specific to my patient population. But let's talk about how our skin can be helpful for a delivery system.
Yeah, so we have our product Instalites, and Instalites is a fulvic spray. And, you know, when I talked about how small that molecule is, it's so much smaller than a cell. When you spray it onto your skin, it absorbs in 3 to 5 seconds directly through the skin into the muscle. So we have gone to aid stations at bike races, and bikers, they come into the aid station, they're literally, their legs are cramping. They are completely, they're like literally bent over, and they're going to the pickle juice. They don't want to drink the salt-based electrolyte solutions because the potassium tanks their stomach, but they'll go for the pickle juice, but they hate the salt. So we've been at the aid stations with our spray, and they come in cramping, and we say, hey, do you want to try this? It will release your cramp. And they're like, yeah, right, whatever. And they're like, okay, sure, because they're really in pain. We spray it on, and literally 30 seconds later, they're like, whoa, what just happened? They're so excited to have something. We end up spraying it all over their body, their hands from holding, you know, their lower backs, their necks get really sore from leaning over, all of these things. So imagine being able to support your musculature by providing the mineral content directly to where you need it the most in a specific situation. Maybe it's or even before you're going to need it. So people come to us with night cramps, and this is a game changer. First of all, if you're having night cramps regularly, it means you are mineral deficient. You need to be taking them internally. And if you take them internally, at least particularly our products, for 1 to 2 months, your cramping will go away. You will not have cramping. If you're an elite athlete, there's a little bit more to the protocol because you're hitting your system all the time. But for a normal, regular person who just has a moderate exercise, that's fine. But let's say you do have cramping. You take this spray, you spray your legs before you go to bed at night. Now, what you've done is you've provided all those minerals full spectrum right to the area where you tend to get the cramping. Because what is a cramping muscle? It's a muscle that doesn't have the mineral cofactors available in the mitochondria, in the local area, to create enough energy to release the muscle. It cramps the muscle, it contracts the muscle, and then it can't release it. Doesn't have enough energy. But now you've provided all that information, you won't get the cramp. Just spray it on before you go to bed, let it dry, go to bed, you won't get a cramp. Isn't that cool?
It is really cool. And what I like about it, because for full disclosure, when I worked in cardiology, I used to always recommend a product, a magnesium oil. And the first thing my patients would say was, I like it, but I'm greasy. And so we would have to go through this stepwise approach. Okay, leave it on for 20 minutes, then shower, then go to bed. But it was just one extra step. And what I like about this is it's not sticky. It's not tacky. And, you know, you could spray it. Yeah, you can spray it on during the day. I'm one of those people, I get foot cramps occasionally, and I've been spraying it on my plantar fasciitis. And it's been amazing to see how helpful that has been. And it's just an easy thing to do. It doesn't involve me rolling my foot over a can or any of these other things that the podiatrist used to recommend. Are there any plans to make a travel savvy product, meaning, you know, an oral delivery method that doesn't require liquid? So I think about those of us that travel frequently, what options are available?
We do have capsules. Okay. The beautiful thing about these capsules is all that's in them is that humate material. There are no excipients, no fillers, nothing else. Now, they're not as bioavailable because your body does have to digest it. It is a powder. However, this humate material is much more digestible by your digestive tract than many other, the rock shells and bones. Okay, because it is plant-based material. This is the other product we actually use with athletes, and you just take one pill a day. So with the athletes, what we do is they use one capsule of this a day, and then they take the liquid products in addition. They use the electrolyze as their electrolyte replenisher ubiquitously when they're going on their ride or their run or after, you know, to replenish. And they're using the microboost at night for the detoxification, the rebuilding, you know, removing the detritus from the muscle, rebuilding process. And that completely removes all cramping, begins to make that, I mean, I get report after report from athletes that they finally feel hydrated, replenished, and they don't have their cramping. So this is just a great tool.
Oh, it's really exciting. And I have
an ElectroBoost.
ElectroBoost. I have an 18-year-old who does not like the salt-based electrolytes, and he's been using the electrolyze prior to his lacrosse practices and is really enjoying it, actually feels a big difference. Please let my listeners know how to connect with you on social media, how to learn more about you and your company, as well as purchase your products.
Yeah, you can find us on social, just Beam Minerals. And our website is, of course, beamminerals.com. And that's Beam like Beam of Light. And you can also find me. They call me the Mineral Geek, just because I couldn't stop talking about how much minerals changed my life. So you can find all sorts of educational material on our website as well. I really encourage people to go to the education area because there's lots of articles. If you're somebody who likes to geek out deeply, they're all referenced through to scientific studies, but they're also easily read for anybody who just is looking to find out about minerals and a particular issue that they're dealing with.
Oh, I love it. Thank you again for your time today. I know my listeners will find this discussion invaluable.
Thank you so much for having me, Cynthia. So nice to, I love your mellow style. It makes me relax. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you love this podcast episode, please leave a rating and review, subscribe, and tell a friend.
Just as you carefully choose the cut of meat or freshness of produce that you cook at home, you should carefully choose chemical-free cookware that provides a healthy and safe cooking experience. The materials in 360 cookware are safe, sustainable, and of the highest quality. Their cookware is 100% free from any toxic chemicals, as the company produces quality stainless steel cookware and bakeware without added chemicals, and all are manufactured in the United States. It's also the leading manufacturer that equips kitchens with cookware and bakeware that are free of all of the toxic chemicals and coatings, including PFAS, Teflon, and ceramic. And the best thing is that when used properly, the product's construction provides nonstick properties in a product that can be passed down through generations. Go to www.360cookware.com and use code Cynthia20 for 20% off your first order. Again, that's 360cookware.com and use code Cynthia20 for 20% off your first order. We've been using their products over the last several months and have really been pleased with not only the durability, but ease of cleanliness.